Roan announces decision today. The Atlanta Constitution, Friday, the 31st of October, 1913, page 1, column 4. Both sides are confident in Frank new trial hearing. The documents are examined. Whether or not Leo M. Frank will be granted a new trial by Judge L.S. Roan, his trial justice, will be known this morning at 9 o'clock, when Hugh M. Dorsey, Solicitor General and counsel for the defense, will be notified of the decision. No intimation has been given of the judge's attitude. There was an air of expectation throughout Thursday in the camps of both the defense and prosecution. Each anticipates victory. During the morning, representatives of both sides gathered with Judge Roan to consider a number of documents and attach signatures to them preparatory to the deliverance of the decision. May fight change of venue. There is the probability of a strong fight being waged by the defense and prosecution over the prophesied effort of the defense to obtain a change of venue. Neither side will talk on the question, but attaches of the solicitor's office say that Dorsey would not allow the state to be put to such heavy expense without first putting up a vigorous battle. It is not denied by the defense that strong effort will be made to hold the trial elsewhere because of alleged prejudice. This will likely be their first plea if Judge Roan grants their motion this morning. If change of venue is allowed, the trial judge, solicitor, and counsel for the prisoner will select jointly the place. The Supreme Court has decided in numerous cases that an effective manner in which to test the grounds for change of venue is to endeavor first to hold the second trial at the scene of the first. If a jury can be drawn, the district is fit for the proceedings. If not, a change of venue is warranted, would go to Supreme Court. If Frank is not granted a second trial today, his case will be carried at once to the Supreme Court. This will require less than a month's delay, as it is characteristic of this higher tribunal to expedite matters, especially criminal cases. Criminal affairs have the right of way over civil cases, and the Frank case, in event it is carried to the Supreme Court, will probably be placed first on the docket. Following the Supreme Court, the final recourse of the defense is the prison commission and governor, the latter of whom has power to commute, pardon, or turn down a plea which is brought to him through the prison commission, which first decides upon the eligibility of the plea. It is a popular presumption that the final recourse in the Frank case could be the United States Supreme Court. According to well-posted Atlanta attorneys, this is erroneous, as only cases in which federal points are involved are permitted before this court. No federal points, it is stated, are involved in the Frank case. If a new trial is granted, it will hardly be before Christmas that the jail docket will be cleared sufficiently for the prosecution to go on with the case. About January 1st is the time predicted for the arraignment in case it is granted. Page 1, column 6. Seek indictment of Mrs. Crawford, attorney for the contending heirs, will bring case B for the grand jury, which meets Monday. An effort on the part of the contending heirs, who are now engaged in civil suit against Mrs. Mary Bell Crawford, widow of the late Uncle Josh Crawford, wealthy farmer, will be made during the next days, through their attorney, Colonel James, to have the Fulton County Grand Jury indict the woman for the murder of her aged spouse. Colonel James, when seen Thursday, confirmed the rumor that he would start active work looking towards Mrs. Crawford's early indictment. We will try, so soon as the new grand jury is sworn in next Monday, to bring the matter of an indictment against Mrs. Crawford to a focus. We have not yet succeeded in having a Solicitor General pro temp named in the case. Solicitor Dorsey is disqualified on account of the fact that members of his law firm are engaged in the defense of the civil suits now pending. Recently, Judge Ellis named Solicitor General Reed of the Stone Mountain Circuit to act as our Solicitor General pro tem. But owing to the fact that Solicitor General Reed has been named as a Superior Court judge, he also is disqualified, still looking for Lum. We have been unable to locate Fred Lum, the barber, who we believe can throw much light on the mystery surrounding the death of Joshua Crawford, but we are still searching for him. He is a very material witness in this case, and although we believe we can indict Mrs. Crawford without his testimony, yet I am frank to say that I hope we can apprehend him in the near future. Mrs. Mary Bell Crawford, who was arrested on a warrant sworn out in justice of the Peace Girardeau's court about 4 months ago on a charge of having killed her aged and wealthy spouse by the administration of poison, is still in Atlanta. When arrested, she gave $6,600 bail, spending only one night in the tower. Say charges are flimsy. Her attorneys declare that the charges against her on account of her innocence and also the flimsy nature of the allegations are not worth an indictment by any grand jury. Mrs. Crawford is represented in her civil suits by attorneys Rosser, Arnold, and Burton Smith. Colonel Brewster, of the law firm of Dorsey, Brewster, Howell, and Heyman, is also connected with Mrs. Crawford's defense. The litigation over the Crawford will, which has now been in the courts for several years, involves the distribution of an estate estimated at $250,000. There have been settlements made and sums paid out by the will executors involving the civil angle of the case entangled that it is said will take years to straighten out. Page 5, column 6. Hearing postponed on Dodd will case believed by Monday. Attorney Rosser will be able to handle case. Contrary to expectations, the Dodd will case hearing, which was set for the first thing before Judge Ellis on Thursday, was again checked for the present week. It has not been placed on the calendar for next Monday, when it is believed Attorney Luther Rosser, chief counsel for the defense, will be able to appear. He has been engaged in the Frank new trial bearing before Judge Roan, precluding the possibility of his taking up the Dodd case during this week. On account of the sensational allegations made by the contending heirs, it is expected that the fight on the last testament of Mrs. Philip Dodd, who left an estate valued at about $100,000 and cut off all of her kinspeople, will be hotly contested. One of the allegations of the plaintiffs is the charge that Mrs. Dodd cut off all of her kinspeople in the will on account of the fact that they refused to kill her first husband. The case, which has been appealed from the Ordinary's Court, will be defended by the executor of the estate, page 10, column 2. Professional cards, P.H. Brewster, Albert Howell, Jr., Hugh M. Dorsey, Arthur Heyman, Dorsey, Brewster, Howell & Herman, attorneys at law, offices 202, 204, 205, 206, 207, 208, 210, Kaiser Building, Atlanta, Gay. Long distance telephone 3022, 3024, and 3025, Atlanta, Gallup.